The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Good morning. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com and phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Today, the 1st of October. So, and 7:05 in the morning, and news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And I get direct deposit, right? Into my bank. You know what that is, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I have two direct deposits coming in at the first of the month. Well, I was changing banks, and I thought since they were linked, that if one came over to the bank, they both come over to the bank. No, that would have been too easy. So one part of the deposit comes over to the new bank, Cornerstone, and the other deposit stays in the older bank, in the other bank. I mean, I don't understand this. So now I've got to go try and figure that out today. But the other thing, too, is, you know, money taken out automatically from, you know, for bill pay. I don't know if you've ever used that before. It works pretty good. It's just an auto payment comes out every month on the 1st, you know, your mortgage and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I had to shut everything down on the other bank, which I did. But I didn't start it at this bank because I wasn't sure if it was going, you know, if the deposit was going to be made in this bank. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So now I've got to turn on all of those here today after the show. It's not easy.
They really make it hard.
They shouldn't make it this hard. No. No. So now I've got to, you know, and then others that you just, you know, may pay occasionally from your bank account. I've got to load all those in there too. It's a pain. However, we will overcome this.
We won't back down.
I have no idea how to get the other part of the direct deposit in though. I thought they were linked together and obviously they're not. One's one part of the government, one's another part. So, all right. How are you today, Ben?
I am good. How are you?
Good, except I'm whinging here. I'm whining about this. I mean, it's, you know.
Well, with the 1st of October comes National Pumpkin Spice Day.
Oh, no. No. No.
Well, and you might like the second one, National Taco Day.
Oh. National Taco Day?
As today is also a Tuesday.
Yeah, and so it would be National Taco Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
I find that so exhilarating that it's National Taco Day. It's also National what?
National you just Pumpkin said. Spice Day.
Pumpkin Spice Day. I'm not into that.
And but First Pup Day, so everybody has to call Haven Humane now.
And get what?
It's First Pup Day.
First Pup Day. It's also Jimmy Carter's birthday. 100 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. You know, I bet if, you know, I wonder if he ever imagined he'd live to be 100 years old.
How many terms did he run? Ooh, he could run again.
He could run again.
He could run again.
He could run again. He won once. And then got hammered at the end of it because he had, you know what? We were having problems with Iranians back then in the late 70s, 76. We were having problems then. And now we still are. makes you wonder. Okay, let's look at the weather. You know, today it's going to be sunny and hot, and the around 100. You know, it's going to be around. Gosh, what's it say? You know, 100 degrees, and then a little bit cooler. The week is going to be nice and sunny. It does have lows in the 60s and in low 70s, and it's going to start cooling down, but not a lot this week. So what I'm saying is low 90s, today's 100, you know, around 100. The weather is going to be consistent, and it's going to be, I think it's cooling off here in October. There's still plenty of sun, still plenty of beautiful skies out there. Nothing says anything close to rain coming in. So, looks like it's going to be a beautiful week. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. It's locally owned, locally run, third generation of the Kenny family. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, other payment plans. I tell you what, this is just a great business, and it's going to start getting cooler. Yeah, I'm talking about beautiful days and 90 degrees, but toward the end of this month, it's going to be getting cooler. It may be a time to start arranging that propane now, and you can't find a better company to work with.
I think that's the building I crashed into with Pat way back.
What?
So when I was first starting to drive, Pat was the one who was teaching me.
They're out in Anderson.
Oh, never mind. Lucky them. The whatever that kerosene business is.
I don't know. You ran into a building. Yeah. You were learning to drive. Did Pat do that? Pat was teaching you to drive?
Yeah.
You know, Pat Karch. If you don't know Pat Karch, I'm sorry for you. You know, because Pat Karch has got to be one of the nicest people in the world. I mean that. You know, I told him, you know, in your past lives, you must have been horrible. You know, you must have been, you know, I don't know, a viper something. I'm not sure what you were in your past lives. I'm not even very sure you were human. But you have got to be one of the nicest people I've ever met. And I mean, piano angels with his beautiful wife, Pam, out there delivering pianos. Things he does, he's teaching you to drive.
Yep, having his car on the line.
I had no idea he was doing that. Okay, let me go to North Carolina here. Hundreds of roads remain closed in the Carolinas. The death toll is now, it looks like it's like 127, I think. At least over 130 people have died across six states. They've got 600 people missing in Asheville as of yesterday. There's a medium chance a new storm developing in the Western Caribbean or Gulf of Mexico later this week. It's too early to know where it'll go, but if it heads up there, they have got severe problems. Flooding. The Biltmore Estates, which is a very, you know, famous estate back in North Carolina, flooded. I mean, it's not underwater because it's, you know, quite a big building, but yeah, it looks like the bottom floor is impacted heavy. The Chimney Rock, North Carolina, has disappeared. It washed into the river.
My uncle lives up there.
Is that right? The
Cayman Islands.
The Cayman Islands is not in North Carolina.
Oh, no, I thought you said the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, oh, yeah, that's another one that's coming up. The Cayman Islands get, you know, they're not that big anyway. And, you know, when the hurricanes come through, I mean, it just levels that place.
Oh, thanks for the hope.
You know, a couple of pimples on a fish's butt. You know, I mean, that's what they look like. Great diving. In fact, I went there and dove in Little Cayman Islands. It's a great place, Brad. President Biden is going to get down there Wednesday. And there's, this little place called the whole business district is gone. And so if two more deaths are confirmed in Tennessee, I don't want to go through this, but it's over 130 deaths with 17 people remain accounted for in just one county. About 600 Asheville residents are still unaccounted for. Now, if you want to help, there's scammers out there. I promise you, there's scammers out there right now trying to get your money. We're going to help the poor flood victims. Give your money to the Red Cross. They are a national agency. They are there. They can be trusted to give your donations to the people that have been affected by this hurricane and terrible storm to six states. So, Red Cross. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry right off of Athens. That's not true. It's at 2225 Hilltop Drive. It was voted best in the North State in 2023 and 2024, and now they're voting again, and you can vote for Four Winds Jewelry. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. We believe they're the best jewelry store in Reading by far. Great selection of jewelry. It's the only place that we shop because they have just an outstanding, like I said, an outstanding selection of jewelry, but at very fair prices, too, and they're just friendly. They're just very friendly people, and they've been around for 30 years. It's locally operated, locally run. The only watch repairman, the only stone cutter there in Reading at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. Got a call from the north, and we used to be real close. Said he couldn't go off the American way. Closed the shop, sold the house, bought a ticket to the west.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Turtle Bay's 18th Annual Fall Plant Sale is happening Saturday, October 5th at the Turtle Bay Garden Nursery, located at 1100 Arboretum Drive near the west entrance of the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale features California natives and drought-tolerant plants, propagated on-site and acclimated to our climate. All plants are 30% off for Turtle Bay members and 20% off for the public on Saturday, October 5th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Harvest time means cash time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us for our $50,000
cash harvest. Swipe to win drawing.
Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Win up to $200 free slot play at weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m.
Don't miss the final drawing on September 26th and October 31st for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. A comedy magician, Al Skinner, is going to be in town here. He's going to be at the Black Diamond, which I guess used to be it's right there. It's right there next to Jack's in the building. There used to be Johnny's Cat House, I think. Now it's called the Black Diamond. Is that correct? You don't know. He's going to be there. It's drinks and dancing start at 5 p.m. with the Al Skinner award-winning comedy magic act. It's hosted by Dr. Paul DeNuca, running for Reading City Council. And so you're going to have prizes and dancing to 80s and 90s music. Yeah, starts at 5 p.m. And that's on October 3rd at the Black Diamond. Okay. Gosh, where's the latest thing here? Oh, Charlie Rose passed. Charlie Rose, former Major League Baseball player, became, you know, he set the record for the number of hits that in professional baseball. Plus, he was known as Charlie Hustle. And became a kind of a coach manager or a kind of a coach player. So was there. And he was Major League's all-time hits leader, passed at age 83. Now, the other thing he's really known for is he was banned for life from the sport after he gambled on his team to win. He was managing the team and bet on it. And so he had 4,256 hits, and people believe that record will likely never be broken. He also had like DiMaggio had like a 60-game hitting streak, and I think Rose had the second, I think it was like 44 games he did it. And when he placed wagers on the Reds through illegal bookmakers, and Giamatti, the commissioner of baseball, signed an agreement which Rose agreed to a lifetime ban from baseball in return for the league not making a formal determination about whether or not he had bet on baseball. So, all these years, and he asked that ban be lifted. He was no longer playing, of course, but that ban be lifted, and he has never been voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, even though he really belongs in there because of this. So it'll be interesting to see is, now that he's dead, will he be inducted posthumously into the Hall of Fame? This guy was, back in his day, was famous. He played hard, and he, you know, gave no quarter. So the other thing that's happened, I found really interesting. The VA is ordered to lock down Jackie Robinson Stadium at UCLA, where they play baseball. They locked it down last week, following an order by a federal judge who says the land should be used to house homeless and low-income veterans. The judge, an 80-year-old Marine veteran who served during the Vietnam War, ordered the Department of Veteran Affairs, which owns the land, to close the stadium and the adjacent practice field. The UCLA Bruins baseball team has played at the stadium, which is part of the VA's 388-acre West Los Angeles campus, since its dedication in 1981. The 22-acre ballpark was formerly Sawtell Field, and UCLA had rented the land since 1963. And Carter ruled that the 1,800-seat stadium was inconsistent with VA's mission, you think? The VA responded to the order, which came Wednesday evening as part of the veterans' lawsuits against the department, by placing locks on all the entrances. And Carter ruled UCLA can't enter the stadium to provide a plan to use 10 acres of the site in a way that primarily helps veterans. So they're looking at houses. UCLA says it will comply with the judge's order, and it hopes for a swift legal resolution, and that it unequivocally supports veterans. It's a non-jury trial, and it was a guy named Jeffrey Powers sued the VA, and a group of unhoused veterans with disabilities sued the VA over its lease agreements for the Los Angeles campus. He said he's fine for using land from UCLA to build housing for veterans, but it means veterans aren't sleeping and dying on the streets. Well, good on you, buddy. He issued a ruling in the lawsuit, which he accused the VA of turning its back on veterans. The judge did. According to this report, the judge ruled the VA must end the leases on its West Los Angeles campus to UCLA, the Brentwood School, an oil company, and other private interest. He said the Los Angeles VA, he said that he accused him of being infected by bribery, corruption, and the influence of the powerful and their lobbyists, and enabled by a major educational institution and excluding veterans' input about their own lands. Carter ordered the VA to build 1,800 permanent housing units for disabled veterans and 750 temporary supportive housing units. They must be finished within 12 months, and the permanent housing within 6 years. Wow. Now, that's this judge, and we'll see what happens. But this is really appropriate because our next guest coming in, Dave Cockrell, is going to come in. We're going to talk about the stand down that's happening pretty soon, the veteran stand down, which is an organization that helps those veterans. It's not a handout or anything like that. It's a hand up to help them get back into society. So we're going to talk about that right after we come back from these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It's a community bank. We do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy there. They have two branches, one at 1845 California Street, right, you know, south of Jack's Grill. The main branch is at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. They have one at Riverside Way in Red Bluff, and Ventura Street in Anderson is the newest branch. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back and with Dave Cockrell.
Move out to the country. I've been working too hard to give me a heart attack. Out in Hackensack. Is that all you get for your money?
out.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunch boxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, the free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:34 in the morning here on the 1st of October. You know, we lost August and then September blew by and now it's October. Hey, it's almost time for Thanksgiving. Yeah. Hey, Steve Garvey, candidate for United States Senate, is going to be in Reading today. Tonight, he's going to be at the Matson Vineyards at 6 p.m. $100 for tickets there. Of course, it's fundraising. Wednesday morning, Becca's Cafe from 7 to 8:30. Again, $100 in advance at the door, and he's going to have a VIP lunch on Wednesday. If you're interested in hearing or seeing Steve Garvey, you can go to ShastaGOP.com website. You can go to Facebook. You can call 530-355-8686 for tickets and information. So, there you go. If you want to see Steve Garvey running against Adam Schiff. Garvey, by the way, has raised more money since the primaries than Schiff has. Of course, we all know that Schiff spent $2 million getting Garvey into the election because he wanted to run against a Republican instead of another Democrat. But is it time for, you know, is it time for California to take a step and say we've had enough of this craziness? Imagine not electing a Democrat to a state or a national level office. It's hard to believe. I'm here with Dave Cockrell. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. So I'm here to talk about Stand Down, which is coming the 17th, 18th, and 19th of October, which is this month.
It certainly is.
Yes, and we're in bad need of volunteers, volunteers for security. And right now, I need to explain something about DOD. That's Department of Defense. Mm-hmm. Issue. Mm-hmm. We signed for that, and mm-hmm. we're responsible for it, and it's for homeless. Mm-hmm. So when homeless come and they say, okay, I'm spending the night, mm-hmm. that's when they get the DOD issue for overnight, and they have to stay the duration.
Right.
Because that shows that they are homeless, because if they don't stay, then they're not homeless. And that's a rules we made. They sign a form that states they will stay the night if they decide to leave. They can leave if they want, but the special DOD issue has to stay.
What is the issue?
The issue is a backpack. They get backpack, sleeping bag.
What kind of backpack?
I'm not sure. It depends which they have available.
Okay.
And sometimes it's just like a duffel bag.
Oh, okay.
And it has all kinds of special issues that you would have if you're homeless.
Okay.
And that's the issue. Now, Friday, we allow people that aren't going to stay the night in the afternoon to come in, and they can go through clothing, and there is another DOD issue, but that isn't the overnight one. That's a different issue. To give you an idea how they do this, I lent out 10 racks during a fire. And I got chewed out by DOD, and they said, no, don't, I can't do it again.
Okay.
So that means that it's they're really tight on how we issue this stuff. So anyway, like I said, we need volunteers. The number for that, I'll give that at the end. Also, providers. As Stand Down, it's for the veterans that are homeless and any other veterans that want. Usually we have a service officer there. Of course, Shasta County right now has issues. I'll have a service officer if I have to go outside the county to get one.
What issues are they having?
Apparently,
Troy was just appointed.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, veteran service officer.
Okay.
I just saw that.
All right. I tried to talk. Well, I won't go into that. I have to get a service officer, and if Shasta County isn't representative, I have to have a service officer there for any veteran that has issues. Now, DMV is supposed to be there, so if you have issues, drug and alcohol, VA
services will be there, not drug and alcohol, but counseling services.
Counseling. Thank you very much. Anyway, the VA, practically everyone's new. They've never done this before.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're having some issues on transportation. I just gave you what we're pending on transportation. That will be finalized Wednesday at our meeting at 1 o'clock.
Now, you've got people coming all the way in from Yreka.
Correct.
Mount Shasta, Castella, Shasta Lake City.
That's our northern route.
And then the central route is Hay Fork, Weaverville. It's parts of Redding, up in like Lake Boulevard, Locust area. And the southern route is Orville, Chico, Los Molinos, Red Bluff, and Cottonwood.
Yes. We're not just Shasta County.
Yeah.
No, it's Shasta, CCU, Trinity, and we also do Tehama. And one time, our bylaws say we go all the way from the Northern California all the way to Yuba City. Now, we haven't done Yuba City in a long time. But,
yeah.
Let's just talk about some of the services that are going to be there. Besides the temporary, and I've seen families. This isn't just one. It's just not a single singles. I've seen families there that are getting some assistance in food, of course. And you're going to have the kitchen set up.
Right. It's three meals. The only time they don't have three meals will be on Saturday. They'll have a morning breakfast and then a bag lunch for those that are on the ride the bus or overnight.
Who's in charge of that?
Usually it's James Leedy. He was a professional cook.
Yeah, he was. He's also went in charge of the culinary over, I think, at Shasta High.
No, it's Enterprise.
Enterprise. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, James. At Enterprise and brings his kids to national level competitions where they've won several times. Okay, job services and unemployment insurance information, medical services. The county Veterans Service Office will be there, one of them. Social Security, the Shasta County Women's Refuge will be there. If they're going to bring their pets, and they can because you've got places for pets, but they've got to be registered by 1 p.m. on Friday. The driver's license and identification card information, drug and alcohol counseling, Veterans Administration benefit information, general assistance with CalWORKs and food stamps, entertainment, clothing, and hygiene comfort kits. Entertainment. Okay. What kind of entertainment you got?
Well, usually that's volunteers that'll come in.
Yeah.
I think last time they had a band. Hopefully they have a band this time. And that's usually at the stage area on the fairground.
Okay. Now, this is all down at the Anderson, Shasta Fair. District Fairgrounds in Anderson. It's in Fasaro Hall and Trinity Hall. It's going to begin at Thursday at 8 a.m., now, can people spend Thursday night there?
Yes.
Okay.
Those are the overnights.
Thursday and Friday.
And, they leave Saturday.
They leave Saturday, but they can stay Thursday and Friday nights.
Right.
And there's showers available.
Yes.
Are they going to have haircuts this year?
They have a haircut, yes. I made up a long time ago what I call a bingo card. Uh-huh. And it makes every veteran that wants to get services has to go around and have all of providers sign it.
Oh, yeah.
And then haircut is one of them that you have to check in. If you want one. But I just had to require them to check in anyway.
Yeah.
Because you want to make it. It's not a hand out. It's a hand up.
Right.
And I've led them around before and had them actually stop and talk and get services. So, but it's got too big for me to sit there and escort all these veterans around.
How many veterans do you think you've helped over the years? How long has the stand down been going on?
I've been doing it since 2007.
Okay.
And if you gave, I had anywhere from 30, about 40 to up to 150.
Okay.
A rough estimate, I have no idea. It must be over thousands that I've sat there.
Yeah. Figure, gosh, what is that, 15 years? No, 17 years.
And you have to figure, I only deal with overnight. I don't deal with all the veterans. Mm-hmm. So there are some veterans I don't see because they're coming in during the day.
Mm-hmm. So others can just come in during the day. They're not going to spend the night. So they come in and get the assistance during the day, and then they leave.
Yeah, if they want to come in, like, I don't advise them to come in Thursday, but if they come in Monday morning and go through the providers, not Monday, I mean Friday, mm-hmm. and then in the afternoon when they open it up for a day to go and get their issue of clothing, or they can do that.
Get clothing even if they don't spend the night.
That's right. That's only on Friday afternoon. Right.
Okay.
Because you figure that we're usually we can have anywhere from 20, like I said, to 100 veterans stay in the night. And so you want to get them through. And so I'm pretty busy usually Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
And it, so is the, because they have to register, and you can figure they're registering all these individuals that are veterans. Now, if you're a volunteer and you're a veteran, mm-hmm. You can also register. You should register as a veteran.
So, okay. We're going to take a quick break. I'm with Dave Cockrell, and he's the guy that heads up the Stand Down, the North Valley Stand Down Association, Stand Down 2024. It's going to start October 17th and go through the 19th. Through noon on the 19th, it's for all homeless veterans or veterans that need assistance. A hand up, not a handout. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Take a quick break and be back with the North Valley Stand Down 2024.
Rodeo desperately needs a long-term lease. Doubters say to stop, but it's a
go with Mazzano.
The Rancheria wants to build near I-5 and create more jobs. Doubters say to stop, but it's a
go with Mazzano.
Redding's infrastructure needs streamlining to save money. Doubters say to stop, but it's a
go with Mazzano.
Redding's homeless shelter program is working with more to do. Since 2020, doubters say stop, Mazzano says go. Why stop progress for Redding? Re-elect dead.
Go with Mazzano.
And paid for by Mark Mazzano for Redding City Council 2024.
Turtle Bay's 18th Annual Fall Plant Sale is happening Saturday, October 5th at the Turtle Bay Garden Nursery, located at 1100 Arboretum Drive near the west entrance of the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale features California natives and drought-tolerant plants, propagated on-site and acclimated to our climate. All plants are 30% off for Turtle Bay members and 20% off for the public on Saturday, October 5th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Shasta County Supervisor Mary Rickert said no to a 70% pay raise.
But the rest of the board voted yes.
Now Mary donates a raise back to county employees.
When wildfires began to get worse and spread faster,
Mary started the Fire Safe Councils.
When we think of common sense, fiscal responsibility,
we think of Mary Rickert, a supervisor who works for the people.
A vote for Mary Rickert November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio at the KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBond. Here, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Okay, Pat? Hey, let's go to the phones. Is that Robert?
Yes, it is, Carl. How you doing?
I'm fine, Robert. How are you?
Oh, not too shabby. I'm loving retirement, but like I said, I'm back in the soup having to look for work thanks to the economic policies of Joe Biden and Gavin Newsom. I had to say Kaddish over my 401k recently, so I am back in the manner of speaking. Anyway, I was listening to the thing about the stand down, and that I'm glad it's back now that COVID is on the run, but I was wondering something. Well, it's a two for one. Have you guys thought about maybe partnering with that T2T group that the Wahlberg fella does the commercials for? Because they've got a whole brand new division for helping out homeless veterans and hopefully getting them off the street and getting a roof over their head.
Who?
And
wait.
It's a place called T2T, Tunnel to Towers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so T2T.org is their website. And I was thinking, I don't know if they even have a chapter out here in this part of the world, but it would probably be a groovy partnership if the folks doing the stand down would do something with those guys, because this needs to be more than just this one effort during the year, because this is the second part, and this is kind of sad, is that we just recently had the two-year anniversary of that big gang shootout in Sacramento, and one of the people got killed. She was a homeless veteran.
That's sad. That is sad.
Yeah.
I remember that.
One of the people involved in it died mysteriously as a guest of the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department. So as a magnanimous gesture, the DA's office dropped all charges against the man's estate.
Too bad. They could have taken the money and given it to the their victims' families.
So. Yeah, well, like I said, he was one of the suspects, and I don't know what kind of money his estate would have. But like I said, I just got a feeling that says that woman didn't have to die if she'd have been...
If she'd had
helped
a home.
Out better.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because she claimed to be homeless by choice, and as far as I'm concerned, that means she gave up the right to make that choice, and she should have had the VA do their thing and get her some help, even if it's putting her into a lockdown facility.
She might still be alive now. Yeah, well, if they choose to be homeless, there's not too much you can do about it except keep moving them around. Okay, Robert, thank you.
All right.
That's a good idea. He wrote it down.
T2T.org.
Yeah. Tunnel to Towers. Okay. I'm here with Dave Cockrell, who is running the North Valley Stand Down Association, Stand Down 2024. It's going to happen October 17th, 18th, and 19th. And on the 16th, they need help.
That's right. We need help for moving stuff from storage and also for setup. They haven't told me I can't climb ladders anymore since I fell and cracked ribs. So we need some younger people that can actually do some of the lifting and climbing ladders and putting up the what we call the plastic walls. Yeah. And that'll be on the 16th. So.
And you have places for families to be. You've got places for the men and places for women.
We separate the men and the women and the children. So actually families are welcome. You know, they're homeless. Yeah, because this is an opportunity. Hopefully, we've been doing this for a long time. I know homeless was supposed to end in 2016, but I don't think that's the economy has sort of put a clash on that. So anyway, yeah, we're looking for volunteers. The volunteer number you can call is 530-722-5708. For providers, it's 530-347-3400.
Do you need any donations?
We always need donations. I mean, right now, because we're actually, the VA no longer funds fairgrounds. We fund it ourselves through our donations, what we get.
Mm-hmm. So you need, like, hygiene products and all that kind of stuff?
No, but if anyone has that, we're welcome to give it because we dish it out. I mean, when I say dish it out, I mean we give it to the homeless individuals in their pack.
What kind of stuff do you need?
Oh, it could be anywhere from soap to, toothpaste. You know, hygiene stuff.
Toothpaste, you know. Toothbrushes.
Right. Thank you.
Shampoo, all that kind of stuff, my friends. Maybe towels and washcloths.
I think we got plenty of that.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about that. Okay, now, if you want to help with this and help with not just on putting it together on the 16th, but be volunteering there to help out on the 17th, 18th, and 19th, give them a call at 530-722-5708. I've seen it. They've had success stories coming out of this stand down.
We try to get at least one. When you get one, you know you have a success. And I've had success over the years where a veteran actually either got a shelter or actually got stuff that he required, whatever it was, you know, help. And so
Had some. I remember one coming back that because of the stand down, he was able to get that fresh start in life through the assistance he got there, and he came back to volunteer. And you've had several instances of this where people get, you know, the help or the assistance that they rate, that they, you know, a benefit that they have earned for serving has helped them take that next step forward.
The other number you can call, and you'll have to leave a message, that's mine. That's 530-605-8114. If you leave a message, because I don't get good reception, I'll always return the call. And all volunteers are required to sign in and sign out when they're on the property. They also have to sign a form. That's required because if anything happens, we have to know who's there.
Okay.
That's insurance.
And we'll be down there on probably Thursday the 18th.
Okay.
When people have already started coming in people have started coming in that day. They're going to be in around noon. We'll probably be there or Friday morning, one of the two, and talk to the people. We've talked to veterans before who have they're really excited about this, being able to get this, you know, all of the things they need in one spot, because a lot of them don't have cars. They don't have ways of getting around. And so having the Veterans Service Office there, unemployment information, Veterans Administration benefit information, and all of this, it's very, very helpful.
Okay. I think one thing, I think right now the VA health is only going to be given flu shots. I don't know of any other.
Okay. So they can get their flu shots down there.
Yes.
That's cool. All right.
All right.
Dave Cockrell. Thank you so much, Dave, for everything you do out there. And just remember, it's going to be the North Valley Stand Down Association Stand Down 2024, October 17th, 18th, and 19th. They're looking for volunteers to help in the setup and to help during this time. And you can give them a call at 530-722-5708. All right, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, we have O2 Staffing with us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Israeli military calls its move into southern Lebanon a limited ground invasion, going after what's described by the IDF as Hezbollah terrorist targets and infrastructure. Prices could rise. Some goods could become scarce if the newly launched dock workers' strike drags on.
Boyce Butler is the president of the International Longshoremen's Association Union Local in Philadelphia. He says they'll strike for as long as they need to.
We may be 60,000 members from Maine to Texas, but what we control in the economy is billions and billions and billions of dollars every day.
The U.S. Maritime Alliance, which represents the ports, says its latest offer to dock workers is a 50% pay increase over 6 years, and it's promising to keep limits on automation. The union says that offer still falls short. I'm Donna Water.
Tonight's one and only vice presidential debate could feature some sharp exchanges, as our White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from New York.
Governor Tim Walz made national headlines by calling the Republican ticket weird. Senator J.D. Vance has repeatedly labeled his Democratic rivals as extreme liberals. After criticizing each other from afar, the two VP nominees will face each other for 90 minutes on the debate stage. Tonight's face-off comes 5 weeks before Election Day, and with polls showing a neck-and-neck race. Greg Clugston, New York.
The Salem Radio Network and the Salem News Channel will offer a simulcast of tonight's CBS News vice presidential debate. At least 133 lives have been lost, hundreds of people still unaccounted for, a toll taken by Hurricane Helene across the South, with a staggering amount of property damage as well. On Wall Street, the Dow down 245 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, folks, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text PREPARE to 989898. That's PREPARE to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Japan's famed bullet trains, hitting speeds of almost 200 miles per hour, still going strong 60 years after their debut.
Japan's first high-speed train traveled between Tokyo and Osaka in 1964. There are now many more lines on which trains smoothly whiz by at up to 320 kilometers an hour. The Shinkansen's arrival marked the beginning of Japan's rise to global prominence, and the trains have become a symbol of the country's engineering prowess. High-tech machines run with efficiency and politeness. They're rarely late. On many lines, the average delay is less than a minute. 60 years on, the Shinkansen bullet train remain a genuine source of national pride.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. Inflation in the 20 countries using the euro fell to 1.8% in September, below the European Central Bank's 2% target for the first time in more than 3 years. Townhall.com. Charitable events mark former President Carter's birthday and his long legacy of service.
The October 1st 100th birthday of former President Jimmy Carter is being observed with the construction of 30 new homes in St. Paul, Minnesota. Thousands of Habitat for Humanity volunteers gathered Monday to start building the homes in what was once a golf course. Carter and late First Lady Rosalind Carter's relationship with Habitat for Humanity stretches back 40 years, to when the couple went to New York City on a build in 1984. Habitat International CEO Jonathan Reckford.
President Carter has often told me that building with Habitat is the best way he knows to put his Christian faith into action in a very tangible way.
I'm Norman Hall.
A 61-year-old Texas man, Garcia White, convicted of fatally stabbing twin 16-year-old girls decades ago, facing execution this evening, the Texas State Pen in Huntsville. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda is on assignment today. It's Tuesday. She wants me to... She's either going to change her on assignment days, or she wants to change your day to Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. So we'll see what we can do. I'm here with Ben Benjamin.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's National Taco Day.
I have some more for you.
Wait a minute. How do we get a free taco on National Taco Day? Look that up. There's probably places that you can get great deals on tacos today. And it's National First Pup Day. And what's another one?
$1 tacos at Taco Bell today.
$1 tacos at Taco Bell.
Okay. We have National Homemade Cookies Day.
Okay.
And let me pick another random one. National Hair Day. I'm thinking of an advertisement you could do today, Carl.
National Hair Day.
Shasta Barber, or what's the...
Cypress.
Cypress Avenue.
Cypress Square.
Cypress Square.
You've heard it every day for a year.
Ben.
Okay. Hey, let's look at the weather. You know what? The weather is for this week is going to be about the same. Today it's going to be up right at 100 degrees, but in the evenings it's going to start calm weather, but down in the 60s. And the rest of the week is going to be like this. Sunny, warm, with cool evenings, sunny every day, so it's going to be a beautiful week. And last week, as you know, we spent 3 days out on Lake Shasta on a houseboat from Holiday Harbor, and it was just absolutely beautiful. It's not crowded. Water's like 78 degrees, so you could jump in the water and swim around. Buford got his first swimming lessons out there in the lake. And Holiday Harbor has got its off-season rates plus 15% off. So, but the weather this week's going to be lovely. And the weather reports always are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business. They're into their third generation of Shasta Gas Propane. Really thoroughly quality people, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans out at Shasta Gas Propane. Can't say enough about them. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with another favorite time of the month with Jennifer Cram from O2 Employment Services. See, I've got you in here.
Oh, good.
Permanently.
You do. Perfect.
And you keep handing me these, your cards. So I'm not sure what, if I should just give them back to you, or should I leave them places,
maybe.
You know, on the interstate or something.
Well, be careful. Let's not give them to too many people.
Probably don't want them in the bathroom.
No,
on the
thank
interstate.
You. Okay. No, probably All not. Right. But good morning.
Good morning. And what's going on with O2 Employment Services?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I can't believe we're at October 1st.
I know.
How did this happen?
Well, August.
Yeah.
We were gone. I was gone for this one trip up in the mountains on horses, and Linda and I went on another trip, a packing trip in August. So that took, I don't know, a total of probably 7 days.
Yeah.
And then it just seemed like August just blew through.
Blew by.
And then all of a sudden, September, which is 30 days.
Right.
It went by.
Yes.
Now, you can look at it, 1 October, and the next thing you know, you're going to be setting the table for for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. We're on a downhill slope. I'm like, you know, here we've got, you know, Halloween and we've got Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yep.
And even my husband said, babe, it's going to be Christmas in a few months. And I'm like, oh, gosh. And usually I'm the one that brings it up. But, you know, this means that we're winding up the year. We're getting ready for January 1. Mm-hmm. All the laws are going to be passed soon. Right now they're sitting on Governor Newsom's desk as far as employment law, any law, actually, in the state of California. But there's a few on the table for January 1 and maybe even one even sooner, which is the minimum wage. I know we've talked about that before. And, you know, it's looking to go up, but it's on the ballot this year. So we've got to get out. People have to vote.
They want to make it $18
an hour. $18 an hour, but immediately. So if it passes on the ballot, it means it goes into effect for employers with 25 or more immediately and then goes up.
Hey, Ben, it's 25 or more.
Looks like we need to hire about 20 more people here.
Well, yeah, then we can afford our dollar taco, right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. I hired 20 more, then your hours go down to one.
Right now I'm only making so many tacos per hour, and I need to make more tacos per hour.
But you get 20 more people, because it only counts if you've got 25 employees or more. If I get 20 more employees, that means your hours drop dramatically.
Oh.
You get one taco a week.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So.
Oh, gosh. Yes. So those are just a few of the things, you know, and then we've got voting time off. You know, employees need to get out there and vote, and they can do it within work hours.
It should be a national holiday.
It should be.
The election day should be a national holiday. Sure. Everybody's off so they can go down there and vote.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I have my feelings about voting. You know, I mean, the mail ballots that go to everybody, it used to be for people that were having problems.
Right.
They needed a ballot, a mail-in ballot.
Yep.
That in your military who's deployed.
Yep.
And then now in Shasta County, it's like 60% or more use mail-in ballots. And now the state is sending them to everybody.
To everybody. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's definitely a situation. But employers are required to allow their employees to take off either in the morning or afternoon up to 2 hours of time to go and vote.
In California.
In California, yes.
Well, that's
it's a requirement,
idea.
Yes. So all employers must allow their employees to vote and allow them time to
vote. Is that paid time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It is. So they can take up to 2 hours.
So there have been.
There is no excuse to not get out there and vote.
And when you hear people that, did you vote? Nah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Or, oh no, my friends and I, we just don't vote. You know, when you hear things like that, it's kind of like they don't realize that a city council seat was settled by 9 votes,
mm-hmm.
or that a county supervisor vote or election was settled by like 80 votes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're thinking, oh, it's millions, but if you think of local elections, your vote really does count.
It does. It absolutely does. And you need to get out and do it. You know, it's our duty as a citizen to get out and to vote, you know, and it makes such a difference. You know, it makes it really hard even like with employers or employees if they're, you know, complaining about the regulations, the rules, because, you know, like, these are what was voted in, you know. You had an opportunity or a choice or to join your groups and get out there and lobby against or for or whatever your position mm-hmm. is on these ballots and on these measures. But, you know, without that, it just goes into effect. And that's a lot of times with even employment law. If we don't get down to the Capitol and get into these big groups that help lobby against or for these bills to be passed, they don't understand them. They don't understand the impact it has on small businesses, small employers, you know, the financial impact, the ramifications. And so we have to educate our, you know, the people that are making the decisions or putting these ballots on them.
$20 an hour for fast food.
Yes.
Which, of course, impacted on everybody,
mm-hmm.
on restaurants and everybody, mm-hmm. because of $20.
Yes.
And we've seen businesses go down.
Oh, yes.
Local ones here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then, but we see then national brands rolling in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still can't figure out how Reading has 25 or so chicken places.
I know.
Chicken.
I know.
I haven't been to any of them. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to Kentucky Fried Chicken. I've been to that Skillet, and they have chicken.
Oh, okay.
And I will get wings down at Maxwell's.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have the best wings around.
Yeah.
But now they're, you know, but there's, but it all rolls back to exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You elect people who have never owned a business in their lives, have never written a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dally told me, he said there were two people in the assembly when he was there that actually wrote paychecks to employees.
Yeah.
In the whole assembly.
Yeah. No.
And so they pass laws because they've always gotten paychecks from somebody else.
Correct.
And yeah. They just don't understand.
No. And that's why it's so important to get involved with your organizations or, you know, supporting groups that will help you get your voice heard and share your concerns and how it affects the real business owners and the real employees and the people that are out doing the work and trying to make it, you know,
absolutely,
month to month. So it's so important.
Okay.
So important.
Need to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, you need to get a hold of Patrick Gorman. Work injuries are life-changing, can be life-changing, let me put it that way. You want to go back to work. You know, your employer wants you back. Your family wants you out of the house. I mean, all of these things, but you're not getting the treatment that you rate. Give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick. You're not talking to one of a paralegal or somebody else in his office. You're going to talk to Patrick. Insurance company has lots of lawyers. Patrick Gorman knows how to take your case and come to a successful conclusion for you. You're going to need someone that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. 530-262-2168, local business down in Palo Cedro. He's grown it into the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento. So that's the kind of work he does. We'll be right back with Jennifer Cram and O2 Employment Services.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Mazzano led the way to rebuild our police department with the most sworn personnel in its history.
Go with Mazzano.
Mazzano pushed hard to get 3 firefighters on every truck and to buy the land for our 9th fire station.
Go with Mazzano.
This 30-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol is a full-time councilman who finally gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
Because full-time experience matters. Ad paid for by Mark Mazzano for Reading City Council 2024.
Turtle Bay's 18th annual fall plant sale is happening Saturday, October 5th at the Turtle Bay Garden Nursery, located at 1100 Arboretum Drive near the west entrance of the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale features California natives and drought-tolerant plants, propagated on-site and acclimated to our climate. All plants are 30% off for Turtle Bay members and 20% off for the public on Saturday, October 5th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Put your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5 times points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Simpson University is having their annual golf classic. This is a fundraiser for Simpson Athletics, October 11th at the Riverview Golf Course at 4200 Bocelli Lane. The Simpson University Golf Classic includes a tri-tip lunch, Nike polo, a golf hat, Pro V1 golf balls, and much more. The event also features a silent auction with a shotgun start at 8 a.m. Contact Rob Harley at 417-459-7297 or email rharley@simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:20 in the morning here on the 1st of October. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since 1993. Judy has built her business successfully. Like I said, two different divisions, insurance and financial matters. If you're looking for a second opinion on insurance or you're about your retirement plans with the way, the crazy way the economy is going, give them a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. Judy treats her customers as friends. We do business with Judy and real happy. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. Maximum Insurance and Financial. And I'm with Jennifer Cram, who is Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services. We talked about the importance of getting involved in your elections, because elections have consequences.
Absolutely.
As we have found in our own little county and city here. And also to get involved in the sense of there's big-time lobbyists down in Sacramento. Bless their hearts. And they're getting paid to achieve a certain result.
Absolutely.
Which is why you see SIEU or is it SEIU? The union.
Oh yeah.
I've been down to the Capitol maybe 4 times for different reasons, and sometimes just sightseeing. All I see is these purple shirts running around, t-shirts, and they're all union members.
Yes.
Who get paid to go? You know.
I'm actually starting a union.
Oh boy, here we go.
Where are you going to start it at?
I'm thinking it's between next door and right here.
Well, I can tell you, Jason and I could probably make sure that that doesn't go in too much further. I'll tell Jason today that you're thinking about starting a union over there.
Well, now. It is protected activity. He is allowed.
Oh, it is. That's
it,
right.
It is protected activity.
And I'll say, we should encourage him. He's young.
He is the freedom to speak and do what he
okay,
wants.
Okay, thank you for that. You know, because
I'm thinking we fine him for that one.
You see this in the papers where big companies, and this is going to court, saying you cannot keep them from trying to unionize. But
correct.
It's things like, can a union organizer come onto the property during working hours?
Yeah, that's where it gets a little gray.
That's what I think. And then they said that not allowing people to go to union meetings, but if it's during working hours, mm-hmm. I mean...
Well, there is some flexibility there. Yeah. There are protections in place that allow employees to talk freely about their sure. workplace, their work conditions, even their rate of pay. I know a lot of employers are like, keep it quiet, don't talk about your rate of pay, but employees are allowed to talk about it. So I'm always cautioning employers, don't prohibit your employees from talking about their working conditions because their pay could be part of it. It might cause some, you know, turmoil in the office because somebody's making more than somebody else, but that's where you have fair pay, right? Where you're paying your employees for where they're at and what they're doing and what their compensation level should be. That law changed actually last year where you have to post on a job posting that, you know, says how much is the minimum that they would expect to make and what's the maximum.
Yeah,
you
I
know.
See those.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it goes from...
It gives
$18
you
$18 an hour
range.
To $25
Correct.
An hour, something like
Correct.
That.
Correct. Yeah. And so that then allows the employee to know what the expectation is of the job and how much they could potentially end up making. They might not start out there, depending on their experience, but you have to give them the range. But back to the union side of things, employees can talk about that, and they can go and they can try to form a union, and they can talk to people, and some of that is protected activity, and they can do these meetings sometimes during the working hours. And it can frustrate employers, right? And it's also nerve-wracking, but, you know, you have to allow them to – there's some freedoms there that they have.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, I've worked in companies before.
Right.
That we've had union organizers. You know, you're in the locker rooms after work. They're, you know, they're pushing it. And,
yes.
And all that. And
absolutely.
The, yeah. For as large, you know, national companies that I worked
well,
at.
Well, sure. And there's some big companies
kid.
That it makes sense, right? They
yeah.
get, you know, they have some union representation. They, yeah. you know, fighting for the employees. They usually have better benefit packages than a lot of smaller employers can offer. So I get it, you know, mm-hmm. it's not ideal potentially in our situation from an employment standpoint because there's a lot of agreements and collective
yeah.
bargaining agreements and all of those things that go into play and it makes employee relations a little more challenging just because you have to use their union representative. You know, I don't have a ton of experience with unions and, you know.
Does the, when you're dealing with unions, the like you said, you know, there's representation who
mm-hmm.
you're dealing with,
yeah,
and there's protection of employees.
Yes.
You think of the police union as
mm-hmm.
one of these.
Sure,
that if something happens,
mm-hmm.
they get a lawyer appointed right away, or they've got time from the time the incident starts to the time they're questioned. It's,
yep.
It can be up to 72 hours,
mm-hmm.
you know, those kind of things.
Sure.
And I, you know, so there is that protection that somebody has in the union. On the other hand, I think they said that a union representative does not have to donate his dues to a, you know, for political
mm.
advertising. Have you seen anything on that?
I don't know
how you could do that.
Yeah.
And because your dues go in and if, you know, and so let's just use the Teamsters. Is their leadership says they're going to back Harris, but yet
mm-hmm.
the rank and file says no, we're not.
Mm-hmm.
And but as far as the Teamsters are concerned, the leadership is they're putting their money behind Harris
mm-hmm.
in this case.
Right.
I think I might.
Mm-hmm.
So that could really offend the union guys, the guys that are doing the work.
Right. Sure. Absolutely.
But
yeah. I
don't
know exactly how that works.
Neither
I'm sure there is a lot to that. Yeah.
And speaking of that,
yeah.
the longshoremen just went on strike today.
Oh.
And that's going to have impact on groceries,
yeah.
my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's on the East Coast. They've shut down the ports.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a deal.
Yep.
Wow. I know.
Go out and buy your toilet paper.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, gosh, they're sure getting hammered back there with the weather.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Over 130 dead.
Yeah.
600 missing in Nashville.
I know.
I hope that they just, because they don't have...
to sell service, yeah.
Yeah,
I know. It's tragic.
Yeah.
Tragic.
We're here with Jennifer Cram, who's Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services, talking about unions and being involved and how being involved in elections and what's going on down in Sacramento is we could play a big part on employers and employees.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Got it, Ben?
Yes, sir.
Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue. In fact, if you remember Lucky Miller's, it's right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. And before Lucky Miller's, it was the Subway. That's how long I've lived here.
Yep.
Across the parking lot from there. Now, it was founded in 1960, and it's been in the same location since 1966, so don't tell me you can't find it. You know, they've got, I mean, you know, bird families into their 100th generation there at the Cypress Square Barbershop. Never had a bad haircut there. Really pleasant guys. Great, great haircuts. I make appointments at 530-244-9478, so it works on my schedule. Like I said, I've never had a bad haircut. They have discounts for seniors and discounts for veterans, and it's man's last stronghold.
If you follow Carl around long enough, you'll find it.
You'll find it. Yes. It's usually Tuesdays, sometimes Thursdays. And if I plan it right, I hit the barbershop and I just go home. So it's been getting earlier and earlier over the years that I've been hitting it and then going home. Cypress Square Barbershop, my friends, it's a great place. We'll be right back with O2 Employment Services.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometime, you might find.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, the free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Turtle Bay's 18th annual Fall Plant Sale is happening Saturday, October 5th at the Turtle Bay Garden Nursery, located at 1100 Arboretum Drive near the west entrance of the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale features California natives and drought-tolerant plants, propagated on-site and acclimated to our climate. All plants are 30% off for Turtle Bay members and 20% off for the public on Saturday, October 5th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers, home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious stadium snacks menu. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning.
Oh, what's that? There's some leaked audio from me and a coworker.
Well, I'm not asking for a raise. I'm going to actually be asking for a pay decrease.
That is so stupid. What if he gives it to you?
Are you asking for a pay decrease?
Well, Ben, be careful.
That was David. That was David.
That could happen.
That was Ben comes in and gives me all these reasons for a raise. I said, just come in here and show me how you record a show. And he said, never mind.
Okay.
I'm all, Ben, that could backfire.
That's right.
We could propose a decrease.
You can do that.
Absolutely, right. You can. Yes, so you just like have to give some advance notice, like one pay period. Ben's like, oh, she can go away now.
Yeah. Okay.
Never mind.
This week is going to be a very pleasant week. It's going to be a little hot today. It's going to be near 100.
Gosh.
And tomorrow near 100. But it's going to be very cool in the evenings. And it's going to get cooler the rest of the week. And it's going to be just a beautiful week out there as far as getting things done early in the morning or into the evening. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Matt of Anderson, family-owned business, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services. And we were talking during the break about...
We're talking about CalSAVERS.
CalSAVERS.
CalSAVERS and retirement plans. I know I sound kind of like a broken record. I think I've spoken about this a number of times over the last several years. This is not new.
No.
It's been around for a while. It kind of went in tiers as far as like employer, you know, employees, how many employees you have. But we're down to the crunch time. If you have one employee or more, you must offer some type of retirement plan. So
now,
this can be, yes.
Now, this is the employee retirement plan.
Correct.
And the employer does not have to
participate or contribute, to the CalSAVERS program. That is correct.
It's all on to the employee.
It's all on the employee. It allows an employee to put money away in a retirement plan after tax. So it's a Roth option, right, that the employee can put money away. In the California savings account, if you will. So it's a state-run program, and employers have to elect or they have to opt out of this program. So most of you have probably already received a notice from the state that said, hey, do you offer a bona fide retirement plan or do you not? And if you do not, then you must participate with CalSAVERS. If you do, which is usually a 401k, a 403b, a simple IRA, you know, some kind of retirement plan, And a lot of times that makes financial sense for businesses because it allows employers to put in a matching contribution, in, which is a tax savings to them. Usually their CPA or accountant is saying, yeah, hey, you need to offer this because it's good for your business. It's good for retention for employees. But nonetheless, if you do not offer one of those, then you are required to participate with the CalSavers program, which means you have to elect, and that means you have to kind of manage it, meaning you have a new hire, you give them the paperwork, and they're really supposed to be automatically opted in unless the employee opts out. They have 30 days to do so.
To opt out.
Yep, to opt out.
So we have some newer employees, and I've been a new bookkeeper. So that we need to go back and research because I know we've offered it out there before and maybe they still do, but just to make sure that, hey, okay, you can opt into this and how much money do you want to put in from your paycheck?
Correct.
Now, that money then is we, through the, through our bookkeepers, just automatically deduct that from their wages.
Correct.
They don't put it in. It's just automatically deducted.
It's deducted through their payroll.
Through their payroll.
Through their payroll. And then somebody in your organization has to put the contribution into the employee's account that you have them
signed up with. So far, nobody's opted in on this.
A lot of employees typically don't. You know, it's an after tax. It's a Roth plan, which means that, you know, there's not a tax savings associated with it. So, you know, the employee can put, I think it's $6,000 a year that they can put away, and it's their money. They can take it out whenever they want, is my understanding, as well as it goes with the employee. So if the employee has an account with you, then they can take it with them to their next employer.
So it's really, it's like, it's just their account, but you're giving it to the state.
Correct. The state is managing the funds.
Something that should make you, that should give you a warm fuzzy.
It should,
that's like being on the gurney in an emergency room and they give you the shot of morphine because you're in agony and it's this warm fuzzy blanket that comes over you. And then, so if that doesn't make you give you a warm fuzzy, the state's running your savings program.
Correct.
Or I don't know what else would.
Bless their hearts. I know Oregon did this a couple years ago, so that has been in place for a while, but California's definitely got a push for that. So it's that time of the year. Employers, if you're not offering something, you need to participate with CalSavers. So make sure you're compliant and you've signed up and you've got your new hire process in place because, you know, not only that with the new hire, but there's also new forms, new tax forms. The I-9 is changing next year. So you guys want to probably get on board with changing your I-9 and updating that form, which is the most legal document in your new hire paperwork. So
the
I-9 is the most. It's basically, are you eligible to work in the United States of America? Ben?
I hope so.
Wait a minute. Your parents are from, like, South Africa, right?
Yeah, but they're citizens.
Where were you born?
I was born in Wyoming. You don't hear that sentence very often.
Well, is that Wyoming? I'm not sure. Is that still part of the night? Yeah. Because we have a... Because Christina, who is here, who has grown up in Ukraine, but yet was born in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So she's a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about that, that everybody that's worked for us has been, pretty sure, been U.S. citizens.
Sure.
Because when they show ID and all that.
Correct. We've dealt with a number of situations because we do the onboarding for all of our employers, right?
Yeah.
That's part of the beauty of having O2 Employment Services.
It's almost like they're businesses like yours have got to be flourishing. They've got to be flourishing with, I mean, they make 1,000 new laws a year.
At least.
They don't do away with any old ones. They just kind of pile on. How can anybody, like, I knew about CalSavers, but I'm not sure.
Right.
My latest employees have been offered that, so we'll go out there.
Yeah.
The I-9.
Yeah.
Did we have to send something in, seeing all of our people?
No, it's something that you keep and you have to retain, and it's separate from the employee file. So, you know, yeah, that's part of the beauty that we offer to our clients when they come on board. We help with all of this. We make sure that they have the latest new hire paperwork, that we take off. You know, I was just reading the other day about a new law that's on the ballot to be passed that says you can no longer ask if you or advertise for a new job that employee must have a valid driver's license, even if they're required to drive for the job.
Why?
Because.
I wouldn't have been able to get a job if you were going by that.
Well, no, but you didn't have to because, you know.
You're not driving for the job.
You're not driving for us. I mean, it's.
USPS, that would be a really weird law to have.
Correct. So they're saying that you can't ask that. So that also just means that maybe there's somebody in the family that can drive for you. So now you've got the risk and liability. It doesn't make sense to me, and I don't know enough about the bill, but they're saying that you're not allowed to advertise that they have to have a valid driver's license in order to apply for the position. So if they have somebody else that can drive for them, they're saying that that would be okay. So you can't require them to have a driver's license.
But what?
I know.
Your job is driving our van, our delivery van.
Correct.
If you don't have a driver's license, but then if you have a driver's license, why wouldn't the employer go, well, I'm sorry, you're just not going to meet the requirements. But are they saying, wait a minute, you can't keep from hiring me because I just don't have a driver's license. My brother can drive me.
Right.
Does that mean you have to hire the brother,
correct,
too?
Correct. That's the good question because it doesn't make sense.
And then
but
your employee's covered by your liability and workers' comp. But
correct. What about the driver?
The driver.
Yeah. There's probably a lot more to that law, but that's one of the things that is on, you know, the governor's desk to be signed right now. So that's these are the concerns. These are the things that we have to get out and we have to lobby and we have to talk about and we have to educate and say, look, from an employer standpoint, the liability, the workers' comp, the, you know, all of those things.
Well, luckily, O2 Employment helped me forge my driver's license.
Oh, fabulous.
I'm kidding.
Ben.
Okay.
Ben.
Turn off your mic, Ben. You've been enough of the show. Okay.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, we have to take a break.
Okay.
We're with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services, and she's telling us these laws that we need to know about. And here's my question when we get back. Don't answer it now.
Okay.
Is, do you have classes that just for employers, they could be Zoom classes, you know, here's my $50 or whatever, and let me come in and you tell us everything that we need to know on this, like for new hires. But we'll ask that as soon as we get back.
Up and get ready for the freak show. Wind River Resort and Casino is sure to be a wonder of amazement on Saturday, October 26th.
Prepare to be thrilled by performances from Mims and Young Jock.
Dress up in your favorite costume and compete for mystifying prizes.
Tickets for this freak show start at just $45 plus fee.
For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
See you there if you dare.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Experience matters. Integrity matters. I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor District 3. As a past member of the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, I gain knowledge and experience in protecting you, your homes, and animals from fire. I have a deep commitment to our county, and with the knowledge I've gained, I will continue to be your voice. Experience matters. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Turtle Bay's 18th annual fall plant sale is happening Saturday, October 5th at the Turtle Bay Garden Nursery, located at 1100 Arboretum Drive near the west entrance of the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale features California natives and drought-tolerant plants, propagated on-site and acclimated to our climate. All plants are 30% off for Turtle Bay members and 20% off for the public on Saturday, October 5th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Step right up and get ready for the freak show. Wind River Resort and Casino is sure to be a wonder of amazement on Saturday, October 26th. Prepare to be thrilled by performances from Mims and Young Jock. Dress up in your favorite costume and compete for mystifying prizes. Tickets for this freak show start at just $45 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. See you there if you dare. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Running away is easy. It's the leaving, it's hard.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you want to sponsor our studio, I just thought of this. Give me a call, 530-605-4567, and we could say, brought to you from the studios of Ted Leidy. I'm just using Ted's name because we were just talking about NFI.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back. It's 8:53 in the morning here on the 1st of October. Hey, our guest tomorrow is going to be the Reading Police Department and one of the candidates for city council. Going to be joining us, and so we can learn a little bit about who is running and we have already talked about how we need to get involved.
Yes.
And I'm trying to have every candidate for city council, for the board of supervisors. I've got Shasta County Office of Education people rolling through, a variety of people. So you can listen to them in their own words for an hour and let them explain why they would even want to run in today's atmosphere. So, but I'm here with Jennifer Cram, one of my favorite people. Well, it's true. I mean, you are always, because I see you from O2 Employment Services, by the way, because I see your gang. I shouldn't call it a gang, a posse, a group.
Yes.
At all these events, like I think out at Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
You all were out at Simpson for the business luncheon, the tent revival.
Yes, yes.
The, the...
Yes,
I see all the like the Turtle Bay crab feed when you guys go crazy and buy. Yes. And, you know, I think that y'all are the crabby.
We are the crab. Yes,
you are the queen crab.
Yeah, the queen of crustacean.
Yeah, yeah, for one safe place.
Yes,
oh yeah,
yes,
and all that. Y'all are everywhere. Anyway,
we love our community. We love it.
Well, and y'all put your efforts where your mouth are too.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are out there and. And doing these things
it's
for
really
our community.
It's really important to us.
And it's obvious.
Yeah.
Because
Thank you.
Well, no, I mean, and it's, maybe I notice it more because I know you all better now.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed that you've been at all of these places where they're trying to raise funds for great causes.
Absolutely.
And there's O2 right in the middle of it.
Well, we love it. We want to be involved. We believe in giving back to our community for sure. And that's a huge pillar of who we are. We're a very community-based organization. We're very fortunate to have our corporate office right here in Redding, California. And we serve clients in Oregon and Nevada and all over California. But we focus on California because it's so complex. It's crazy.
Well, and that goes back to the question.
Yes.
All these laws, all these new rules that come out, you know, you brought up one that's been around for a while, the Cal Savers.
Yeah.
But then the I-9, which is a form you have to retain separately.
Correct.
And these new laws about that if he signs it says you can't say must have a valid driver's license.
Yeah.
Because, which makes no sense at all
to
me.
I know.
Unless they're thinking, well, if somebody's here illegally, they would not have a valid driver's license and all
that.
Okay. So the question was, do you have a course?
Yeah.
It could be a Zoom course. It could be whatever that people could plug into. And I, for one, would not mind paying for this at all. That tells us when you hire somebody, these are things that have to be done.
Yeah, you know,
or something, you know,
something along those
something
lines.
Something along. Here's here's the new laws that are going to impact on everybody.
And we definitely do that. We definitely do. We partner with the Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, and every year we do a presentation. Sometimes we even bring in an attorney, and we have them speak to these laws because they can really get down and dirty as far as the legal requirements.
And we've signed up for those things in the past.
So we definitely do those. But to your point, I love that. I think that's a great opportunity. We have not necessarily done that to the public as far as like if you have a new hire, these are the forms that are absolutely required that you must have in your new hire paperwork along with your employee handbook. At the time of separation, here are the forms that are required at the time of separation. When you separate somebody, you must have their final paycheck at the time that they're terminated. Or if they gave advance notice, you have so much time to get it to them and so forth. There's a lot of different rules. Or what are the newest and latest and greatest changes that you need to make to your employee handbook that might differentiate from last year? Because they change every year. We have legal review all three of our handbooks every single year because there's some change that needs to be made or something needs to be updated or something of that. So for those of you that have not updated your employee handbook since maybe like 2020, 2019, you are out of compliance. You guys need to have those reviewed or there's templates even with Cal Chamber that you can go on and do, we can look at it as well. We have a la carte services at O2 Employment Services. So you can reach out to us. You can go to our website, o2es.com. You can fill out your information and employer-wise and ask for some assistance. We can do new hire packets. We can do an employee handbook for you. We have arbitration agreements. We have specialty documents that might behoove your business that are, it's a little costly up front, but in the long run, it could really save you, especially in a legal situation.
I could see upgrading the the employee handbook, because like you said, it changes dramatically. And all these new laws that come out.
Yep.
So O2 Employment Service has an a la carte.
A la carte, yes.
I need help with my employee's handbook.
Yep. And reach out.
We hand it to you, and after you stop laughing and and ask why it's been written in crayon.
That's all right. We've seen a few of them. But that's what we're here for. Reach out to us. This is what we do. We love what we do.
And you do a great job.
Thank you so much. And we love our clients. We love our community. We love what we do. And we really do feel like we're the experts in the industry. And if we don't know, we will find out and we'll make it happen for you.
Jennifer Cram, O2 Employment Services. Thank you again. Every month you come in with stuff that can save people a lot of time and trouble.
That's right.
And reach out
to O2
Employment Service. No, it's a pleasure. Hey, everybody, it's going to be a beautiful week. A little bit warm the next couple of days, but cooling off in the evenings. It's just going to be beautiful. Have a great week. A lot of things happening this weekend, Bark, Wine, and Brew, and more. So have a great day, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.